What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Very gifted singer, songwriter, and actress. Yes, Lord, Gianna Shea. Actually, I have the pleasure of debuting not one, but two wonderful new singles from her. One of course, Bitter, and also Snow in July. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity as we are streaming via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify at LOTL, The Zone. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bears, my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Gianna Shea. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on both your singles.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and thank you so much. I'm so glad that I get to be on and share them, and that you're loving it.
Oh, absolutely. I must ask, you know, you're a triple threat. I mean, not only a singer-songwriter, but also an actress. So how did you find time to kind of navigate and spend some time in the studio and actually release the latest single, Bitter?
Well, lots of time management and navigating my way around everything. I actually travel back and forth from Los Angeles and my hometown, Las Vegas, all the time. So I have the privilege and opportunity to be able to record in my own house, which is really insane and a huge blessing. My dad has been producing music his whole life, so, and I'm learning kind of fundamentals myself. So I'm able to kind of come home and not only get to revisit with my family, but work on music while I'm here, which is really awesome. So just kind of scheduling around that and coming in to, you know, make a single a month happen, hopefully for the whole year. So that's the goal.
Well, you know, with all this unfortunate downtime that we have right now due to the virus, it's given everyone an opportunity to actually do a lot of thinking, a lot of soul searching. And I can only imagine for an artist, it helps you creativity as far as being able to maybe work on some new music. Well, how have you spent your time since we've been involved with this virus, right? What have you been doing as far as songwriting is concerned?
Well, it's actually been really, I mean, as devastating as it all is and stressful of a time for everybody, it has been really cool because with the lack thereof of the crazy busy schedule and things going on and all of that, I tend to wake up and just work on my music anytime I can during the day. I've felt a lot of creativity and my headspace has really cleared up just being able to kind of, you know, sit at home and sit with yourself and do your things. It's like a time to declutter and, you know, go through everything that you don't have time to and you put off and put aside. I know that me personally, like sitting down and being creative can get hard when you are so busy and you're doing things all the time. So having this time to just sit down and free write a couple times a day and just write whatever I'm feeling anytime I want has been really, really awesome. Like, I'm very grateful.
You know, one of the things that I've always had a great appreciation for songwriters is the ability to adapt to any situation as far as being able to show a level of transparency, that human side. Because I think a lot of times because, quote unquote, when you become a celebrity, people have a tendency to treat you differently or look at you differently, like you don't go through the same issues, the same ups and downs, like any mere mortal would do. What has that been like for you to kind of balance both? You know, have Gianna the personal life and also Gianna the professional life, the businesswoman, the business side of the industry. How have you been able to kind of balance both?
I think it's just knowing what hat you're wearing when. My parents always said, know what hat you're wearing. Are you wearing the singer hat or the writer hat or, you know, who are you right now? And kind of being able to differentiate, like, all right, right now I'm just personal Gianna. Like, I'm in a bad mood. I'm going through life like a human being right now and dealing with whatever that is. And then when it's time to, you know, handle business, and it's like, all right, now you need this song, this whatever it is right now. Set that aside for a minute, put your big girl pants on and your business hat, and this is what we're doing right now. So it's just kind of being able to sift through your own stuff. And, I mean, for me as a writer, just sticking to, you know, what feels true to my heart, as corny as it sounds. I just love to write from experience and what I'm feeling. And one of my favorite things about songwriting in the world is that it can bring words and emotions to life that you couldn't have said better yourself. And it resonates so true to, like, people, and it makes them relate and feel not alone in things they're going through. So anything that I'm going through or I'm feeling that someone else could be, I just want to, you know, be truthful in my music and make someone feel something. So.
Well, like the one that late great Stan Lee once said, "With great power comes great responsibility." And you have so many, I don't use the term fans because to me it sounds so generic. The people who have been following you, supporting you, and when you get that kind of positive feedback via Instagram saying, you know what, I really love Snow in July. Don't get me wrong, I love Bitter, but I love Snow in July. It made me feel a certain type of way. I may have been going through a certain issue at that time, maybe had a little feeling a little sad, but it picked me up. What does that do for you as a songwriter to get that kind of positive feedback and love from so many listeners who really love and enjoy your music?
I really don't know if there's the best words to fully describe how it feels in that situation. My entire goal in my life is to, one, be successful in what I love to do, and two, just touch other people through my art. So anybody, if it's one person, that's better than, I mean, I'll take one person over nobody to just hear it and feel something and resonate with it. Like, oh my God, it just makes me feel so good, because I mean, music for me is so healing, and it's like my whole life, and that's your safe place. For me, it's like you have those artists that you listen to that make you feel safe, and like, you just resonate so wholeheartedly with what they're saying. And for anybody to ever feel that way about anything I do, just, oh my God, that's just like the dream, the win, the best thing on the planet. Like, there's no feeling like it.
What do you find more challenging for you, being a recording artist or being an actress? Because to me, they play a part, they play a role in each, because being an artist and being a songwriter and being a performer, you bring a sense of a theatrical attribute to your live performance. So what do you find more challenging?
Honestly, I think I would say I would find acting more challenging, not because of what it is itself, but because you're in no control. When it comes to music, I feel like I could sit down in any room, any time, and write a new song and just dive in and pour my heart into it. With acting, it's a lot more based on external forces, what opportunities you have, what auditions are coming up, and all of that. So, you know, with that, I think more of the challenge is not being in full control of, you know, the outcome of the situations and how much you can work and push and do for that. But I do definitely agree that they come hand in hand, because in my opinion, singing a song is the same as an acting exercise. You're telling a story. The whole goal is to tell a story and, you know, connect with people. So they totally go hand in hand. So it almost, you know, when one thing's not there, the other is. So I really like that they can connect and intertwine in that way, though.
The beautiful aspect about being a creative person, especially when it comes to songwriting, is that you create your own script. You create your own sense of reality where you're making it relatable to the listeners out there, because we all go through the same thing. A lot of us, I know, are very challenged expressing our feelings or what we're going through. And I find that every artist that I've had the opportunity to converse with on the show, they said they find it very therapeutic. How therapeutic has it been for you as an artist?
Extremely. As an artist, it's your own therapy, I feel like. Like, when you go through something as an artist or a writer, my therapy is to turn to my songbook or music or whatever it is and just express what I'm feeling. Like, I personally have books, like, different songbooks I place in different rooms and locations just so I always have something to write down, and pages on my phone, like, randomly throughout the day, and just writing and expressing how you feel is so important, because it's totally a form of therapy. So that's, I think, what's so powerful about music and artists and writers, is that they kind of provide, kind of like what you said, the script for these people that can't fully express how they're feeling, to listen to and go, that is exactly what I'm feeling, that is it. Like, that is what I needed to hear right now. So it's absolutely, I think music is one of the most therapeutic things ever.
Well, I was really vibing with the latest single, of course, Bitter. What has you most proud with the finished song? Or do you feel like it was something else that you could have possibly added to it to take it to another level?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you could always add more. I think it's more of just, you know, once it feels good to you and it, you know, you hear it and you're like, yeah, that's it. Like, that feels good. Then you just, you know, try to just be happy with what I do and not be too critical and everything, because, you know, there's always room for improvement. But I'd say my favorite thing about Bitter for sure would be, I don't know, I guess the story. I really loved writing the song, and I love the lyric. I think it's extremely relatable and something that is very, it's just my truth and something that I was feeling, and I think that a lot of people do feel. And the amount of, you know, people that have been reaching out saying, like, oh, that is, I feel that. Like, that connected with me so much into how I felt exactly that same way. Like, that is my favorite part about the whole thing. I feel like sometimes music gets caught up in the crazy production or the cool riffs and things like that, which I love and adore, but it's all about the story for me. And so I think that's my favorite part about it, is that it's a truthful story that I got to tell and was very connected to.
You know, the way it comes across is that, for me, just speaking with you, is that music comes to you in a very natural, organic state of being. That the more organic it becomes, the more, as you say, relatable it is, because you're a strong part of you, a very strong, mm-hmm. revealing part of you. And I think that is so magical when an artist gets to that level where they show a level of no fear. They're not afraid to live outside the box. They're sharing a strong part of them that other people are going through. So I definitely applaud that. And I want to go back a little bit. You said something about your parents, and especially your father. Being in this industry, how important is it? Because right now, being an independent artist, how important or how imperative is it for to still have that level of creative control over your music and not allowing people to tell you you should do this or write a song to get the quote-unquote next pop single or next single that's going to hit the chart? That you do still remains true to who you are.
I mean, I think it's extremely imperative personally. When I do music and I write these songs and do them, it's because, you know, I love it, and that's what I love. I personally couldn't imagine being handed stuff and saying, you're going to go sing this now, and that's what you're going to do. I've just never functioned that way ever. I think it's so important that as an artist and someone that is, you know, being this vulnerable person and sharing these stories, that they be true to you and who you are and what you want to share with the world. It's like, it's crazy to put out music and put yourself out there and show all these people what you've got. So doing it not true to who you are and what you want, I feel like would just be, I don't know. I don't think I would do well with that, because I just want to tell people the stories that I love and I'm connected to. So to me, it's more about making truthful art and loving the heck out of what you do, and just instead of chasing whatever the next hit is. I mean, a hit is all relative. Pop, like whatever becomes popular is relative. But to me, some of the best music of all time is those people that you can feel their emotion and feel how passionate and how much they love what they're doing through it. I think that's just, that comes before the rest of it. And being an independent artist right now is just so insane, because the fact that you can do that and still get people on your side and following you and listening without the help of these major people is such an insane opportunity right now that, you know, is available to people. So I think it's really amazing, honestly.
It is. I've always said this, to me, it's a great opportunity to be an independent artist, because, again, you control your own destiny. You're not being used like a puppet on a string. You're not being asked to dress or act a certain way. You're being true to who you are as an artist. And speaking of being true, far be it for the Teddy Bear to deprive so many listeners of some Blueprint music. Of course, family, we're being joined today by the very talented Gianna Shay. Of course, let's get into her latest hit single, Bitter, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Ooh, we were told once upon a time to teach our young minds of happy endings, marking all of our expectations with true love kisses, pumpkin cars and shooting stars and magical wishes, painting pictures in our mind that true love exists. And I can't help it, I can't pretend I didn't want it all to happen for me. Ooh, but as life goes on and you grow up, you learn it's not really possibility. Because you came into my life, a beautiful life, the prince I dreamt about forever.
Because you came into my life,
super talented Gianna Shay here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, as we speak, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, of course, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, and also at Apple. And be sure to purchase the two latest hit singles, Gianna at Snow in July and also Bitter. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website at www.GiannaAdams.com and also on Instagram at Instagram.com/itsGiannaAdams. And if you're feeling in a TikTok state of mind, Lord have mercy, you can catch it with her on TikTok. That's at TikTok, it's Gianna Shay. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure to have you here with the Teddy Bear in the Zone. Hopefully very, very soon when all this thing is put in the virus, put to the side, praying on it, that you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio and to perform. Much continued success. But before I let you go, I got to ask you, when can we expect an EP or an album from you?
Well, at the moment, I am doing a project, which I kind of refer to as like a year in the life, 2020, because I'm 20 years old. It's 2020, so on the 20th of each month, I'm going to be releasing a single for the whole year. So far, we have these two. So, coming up, basically what you can look forward to for now is a new single on the 20th of every month for the rest of the year, which will all eventually be adding up to a pretty cool album. So, the plan.
Okay. Well, all I ask, my love, when it's ready, when the next single's ready, be sure to send it to us so we can debut it here first. And look at this. Look at the zone. It's your home away from home, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You guys have been amazing, and I'm so glad that I got to be on with you today.
Oh, the pleasure is truly ours. Be safe and much continued success, okay?
As to you. Be safe. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You do the
Bye.
Same. Bye. The very talented Gianna Shay here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Wow, I'm going to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills. As Brother Brown once said, Lord have mercy, pays the cost to be the boss, even when you're vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio.